the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Yes, good old boys. Ain't too many things they can't do. Thank you for joining us. I'm James Kelso, your host, for the next 2 hours in our Sunday Spectacular Trump Phenomenon radio show. And you're invited to participate at the usual number, 800-313-9443. Ah. So go ahead and call in if you feel so inclined. And what we'll do is we'll endeavor unsuccessfully, breathlessly, to keep up with Donald Trump. We have the advantage in the Sunday show of having 2 hours, but we have the disadvantage of having to cover 2 days of this phenomenal man's activity, and that is a hopeless task. So, but we make our best effort. There's a note here. I just saw this, and well, that Donald Trump Twitter account. Yes, you ask, has it grown? Is it still skyrocketing upward? Yes, it is. 81.9 million followers. So tomorrow, when we meet up tomorrow night, I expect it'll be at 82 million followers. Headed for 100. What is Twitter going to do? As Donald Trump tells the truth about Twitter, the corruption, the left-wing social justice warrior woke Twitter censorship, what are they going to do when their most popular, most viewed person on their website is dishing it out to them like that? They are so itching for some way they could possibly delete Donald Trump's account. It must drive them nuts every night. They probably, you know, those left-wingers and those people at Twitter, they probably secretly glance over at the Trump account, just furtive little glances when another employee in another cubicle isn't looking. They take a quick glance over to see the, then they delete their history quickly. See what Donald Trump is saying about them. Well, here's what Donald Trump's saying about my own governor, Governor Doug Burgum, up here in North Dakota. The president has generous words for Doug Burgum, who was at the funeral for the local police officer here in Grand Forks who was shot 3 times, murdered by a guy named, try to remember the name. So. Salama, the guy's name. And he had a whole arsenal, real gangbanger of a kind of looking guy. Was getting evicted from his apartment. That ended in the death with an AK-47 firing 41 rounds at the police. Salama did, and killed the early 20s. Incredible policeman, National Guardsman, father of a brand new 10-month-old boy. And there were thousands of us, thousands of patriots at the tribute in the biggest arena we've got in town, which is the Ralph Engelstadt Ice Hockey Arena, which can seat, I don't know, way over 5,000 people, 10,000 maybe. We filled that thing up, hundreds of police cars, and the funeral procession to his burial in Halstead, Minnesota, 40 miles away, had hundreds of police cars. Every single police department in North Dakota was represented. Even little towns of 500 people, of 1,000 people, they were represented with their police car. I'll tell you what, this is Trump country up here. Donald Trump has no need to visit up here, but I don't tell him that. Let's hope he doesn't figure it out, find out. He knows he doesn't need to visit up here because this is Trump country. But it would be nice if he did visit. And he does have reason to visit Fargo, North Dakota, which is a twin cross river city with Moorhead, Minnesota. And that's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Minneapolis. And the president does have a strong reason to visit Minnesota. He needs to carry Minnesota in 2020 on November 3rd. I think he can. I think he will. That's where the cop who Amy Klobuchar several times declined to prosecute, which now that's an interesting piece of news. Amy Klobuchar's hopes to be Joe Biden's VP running mate probably were killed by the cop who very well may have intentionally killed George Floyd. If you listen to the opening statement by Jeanine Pirro yesterday, an impassioned statement in which she just roasted the cop, can't remember his name, but she's a former prosecutor. She's prosecuted people for murder. She's prosecuted people for murder and gotten convictions. So this is how many of us have done that. That's a special life experience. So she knows what she's talking about. And she just dished it out on this cop. She said that was a murder. But everything that followed thereafter, of course, is a giant left-wing attempt at a Trump takedown. Antifa rioting, destroying hundreds and hundreds. Has anybody kept score? Is there anywhere online? There should be. The left doesn't want that out there, so they'll work overtime to prevent it from appearing. But a score sheet detailing how many hundreds of stores, is it thousands, of businesses, homes, facilities, police stations, burned to the ground or totally destroyed? How many looted? How many, is it millions or billions of dollars of property damage? How many people killed by these savages? Jeanine Pirro was very eloquent yesterday. So but Doug Burgum was there giving a tribute to this policeman who was murdered. And an interesting statistic, I'm trying to remember who brought it up. It was Rudy Giuliani. No? Was it Giuliani? Somebody on Fox. He said, the facts are very interesting. Last year, 41 unarmed people were killed by policemen in the whole country for the whole year, 41. 29 of them were white people. 9 of them were black people. So, that doesn't sound like something that the left wants to hear. 9 unarmed, and not necessarily, I mean, were they life endangering? I don't know. I have no idea whether in those 9 instances those police were performed their job properly in shooting those 9 people. But in the case of Jeanine Pirro, absolutely convinced that George Floyd was murdered by the Minneapolis cop, that Amy Klobuchar, in previous complaints against him for excessive use of force, Amy Klobuchar declined to prosecute him. Well, that was the kiss of death to the Klobuchar candidacy. That's gone. All right, very interesting fact. Here's what the president says about Governor Doug Burgum, who was at that funeral, and so was our everybody else in North Dakota. Governor Doug Burgum is doing a phenomenal job leading North Dakota. He is a true conservative. And First Lady Catherine Burgum's leadership against the disease of addiction inspires us all. Doug has my complete and total endorsement. And by the way, Donald Trump just doesn't hand out endorsements to anybody that's a Republican. Notice his comment, was it two shows ago? We mentioned how he ripped Lisa Murkowski in a wonderful tweet in which he says, I know what I'll be doing. I'll be doing in Alaska in 2022, I think he says. In other words, I know where I'll be. I'll be in Alaska. Apparently that's Lisa Murkowski faces re-election that year. And by the way, she got her Senate seat by being appointed to the position by her dad. How weird is that? Anyway, he said, I'll be in Alaska campaigning for anybody who's running against any Republican that runs against Lisa Murkowski. So Donald Trump is sparing in his praise. And if a Republican is a phony, a neocon, a rhino, as is Lisa Murkowski, Donald Trump wants nothing to do with them. And notice how the rhinos and the neocons, they're coming out of the woodwork again. George Bush apparently has announced he will not support Donald Trump in 2020, in like 150 some days. He won't support Donald Trump. Now, let's see. What does that make George W. Bush? Think of your favorite expletive. I can't use those expletives on the air here on the radio. But you're right. That's what George W. Bush is. Mitt Romney said he will not support Donald Trump. Same thing. Same term of endearment that you used for George W. Bush. Apply that also to Mitt Romney. But was it Jeanine Pirro or was it Kayleigh McEnany? Somebody on Fox again said, the good part of Fox, said these people, I think it was Jeanine Pirro, these people don't realize that they think with their disendorsement of Donald Trump or their withholding of endorsement or their announcement, I think one or two of them announced that they're going to vote for Joe Biden. I think Romney or Bush said, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Jeanine Pirro said, well, these guys don't seem to be aware. That's why we voted for Donald Trump. Don't you get it, you dumbasses? Of course, they don't get it. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because guys like George W. Bush and Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski hate him. And would vote against him. We'll vote for Joe Biden rather than vote for him. That's why we threw those turkeys out. And shame on the people of Utah. Very, very poor performance in electing Mitt Romney. Wow. You got to rethink that. Whenever Mitt Romney comes around for re-election in Utah, our Utah friends have to rethink that mistake. All right. Let's go to, let me get my caller board up here. There it is, 800-313-9443, if you feel so inclined. Lots of endorsement from the president. He says, lots more endorsements. Gee whiz. going to take a while to scroll through these. And here's an endorsement for Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham has finally done the right thing with his Senate hearings, where he subpoenaed Rodney the Rat Rodenstein and got some key moments. And he himself got some key shots in on Rod the Rat. So the president gives Lindsey a strong endorsement. He is running again. He has my complete and total endorsement. And here's a guy he retweets. Just, somebody out there gets retweeted by the president, immortalized. President Trump is going to save America twice in his first term. Nice. And then he has a picture here of the president retweets the same gentleman, J.T. Lewis, who looks mighty fine in a tuxedo. Young man. He says he's got a photo montage here of President Trump walking out of the White House in that walk that he took across the North Lawn, out the North Gate to go over to the St. John's Episcopal Church across the street. That was a momentous moment. You can see in the background the military guys carrying the football. Nice, I presume that's the football. They're carrying two guys. Looks like it's a two-piece football. And then in the picture next to it, compare and contrast, is Joe Biden, creepy, sleepy Joe Biden with his mask on. And that's, I think, preferred. I hope Joe Biden keeps the mask on all the way through November 3rd. He looks much better with the mask on. He's kneeling. He's kneeling for, who knows what he's kneeling for? Kneeling for the rioters? And these police chiefs, these phony police chiefs, a few of them, there are a few cops, police chiefs especially, policemen and women are much better sometimes than the police, the politically appointed police chiefs, some of them. And these police chiefs who were kneeling for the rioters, lying on their face on the ground, wailing that they're sorry they were born, they're sorry they're white, pathetic. But anyway, so J.T. Lewis says, leaders lead, picture of Donald Trump leading, cowards kneel, picture of aforesaid Biden. And then J.T. Lewis, well, this guy's being made into a real celebrity by the president. Another retweet of Lewis, retired bureaucrats hate President Trump because he's draining the swamp and ending the corruption that pads their retirement accounts. Nice. Now, remember, one of these pukes who said he's not going to vote for Donald Trump, Colin Powell, remember him? Mr. Warmonger, never saw a war he didn't like. Right in there with George Bush Jr. and Jeb Bush and all those other warmongers. John McCain. And so Colin Powell, I think that's the way he likes to pronounce his name rather than Colin. The name is Colin, but he pronounces it Colin. I don't know, maybe he didn't get into medical school or whatever. What was it? But anyway, Colin Powell announced that he's not going to vote for Donald Trump. But, the response to that was BFD. We'll explain why in a moment. Come right back. See you in a moment.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been
cursed? We're back, folks. Thanks for listening in to the Trump Phenomenon Sunday edition. Just going through these presidential tweets here, they're just wonderful. One of the things the president does here is, and he has taken to doing this, he retweets the One America Network. I think that's their name. And he, remember, he has said, stay tuned, I'm waiting, let's go, let's get another network going. Let's get something that's patriot all the way. So he's throwing a lifeline out there. He's offering up OAN as a candidate or a component or a piece of something that would be patriotic. So he put that up in his tweets that he's showing right now. And I mentioned kneeling, not the way to go. Drew Brees, this great, great quarterback. I was just reading up on his achievements with the New Orleans Saints. What an incredible quarterback. Unbelievable. And some people said maybe the best pure throwing quarterback ever, but certainly in the top two or three. Unbelievable numbers. He can knock off passing touchdowns like, you know, bing, bang, bing, bing, five in a game, 400 yards in a game, game after game, passing. Wow. Anyway, so Drew Brees said, you know, I can't respect people that disrespect the national anthem. That was great. But you know what? The politically correct police, I shouldn't use police, the politically correct Gestapo came down on Drew Brees. And so he had to apologize for saying that. But the president says, I'm a big fan of Drew Brees. I think he's truly one of the greatest quarterbacks, but he should not have taken back his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag. Old Glory is to be revered, cherished, and flown high. We should be standing up straight and tall, ideally with a salute or a hand on heart. There are other things you can protest, but not our great American flag. And then in all caps with an exclamation mark, no kneeling. And folks, think about it. That's why I said the NFL is not worth watching anymore. I don't know what the percentage of players in the NFL that are black is, but it's over a third, isn't it? And maybe a half? Over a half, maybe? I don't know. But it's a very large percentage, way above the percentage in our population. And anybody who's in the NFL, I don't care what position you're playing, even if you're sitting on the bench, you're drawing a huge paycheck. If you're a starting player, millions of dollars. You're on national TV every week. You're famous. You're a star. You've got endorsements lined up, and your salary is stupendous. And the perks. Really? You're going to complain about the national anthem of this great country in which you were able to do all of that? How could you be a more blessed person? And you're going to whine like a crybaby that you don't like the flag or the anthem? That's pathetic. And that, you know, that was a prelude, a precursor, a harbinger of what we have now, which is this national riot movement of crybabies and juvenile delinquents and murderers, killers. You hit somebody on the head with a fire extinguisher in my book, you're a murderer. That's attempted murder. I'm referring to the rioting punk who hit a policeman who's on the ground in the head with a full 180 degree windup with a fire extinguisher. Well, that's not an American right there. No wonder that guy doesn't like the American flag or the national anthem. That's not an American. Well, anyway, you know, there's the Hockey League and there's NASCAR. Pretty much, I would say forget the National Football League. All righty, let's go on up here. You know, I never announced the date on the show here. Sunday, June 7th. Sorry, omission on my part. I may have even misannounced it. I'll tell you what, I love living in Middle America. If you ever hear a lawnmower during my show this summer. Some neighbor mowing their yard. Kelso's got a lawnmower going on his show. All right, let's take a peek up here at... here's what the president had to say about... I interrupted myself, which I am wont to do. in the colon, I have to remember how to say it, Colin Powell comment from the president. Now, and by the way, Colin Powell hasn't voted Republican since the year 2004. So it's a BFD kind of thing. He's not going to vote Republican again in 2020. He hasn't since 2004. The guy's a damn Democrat. He's a liberal. He's a warmonger. We'll complete the thought after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me go over to the tweet out in which I was immersed. And here it is. Somebody please tell highly overrated Colin Powell that I will have gotten almost 300 federal judges approved, a record. 2 great Supreme Court justices rebuilt our once depleted military. Choice for vets, that's choice in treatment. Biggest ever tax and regulation cuts, saved health care and the Second Amendment, and much more. Colin Powell, a real stiff. It's a good term for him, a stiff. He is kind of stiff. Who was very responsible for getting us into the disastrous Middle East wars. Just announced he will be voting for another stiff, sleepy Joe Biden. Didn't Powell say that Iraq had, quote, weapons of mass destruction, unquote? They didn't, but off we went to war. You nailed him, Mr. President. What a puke. What a phony. What a fill in the blank with stronger language, folks. That's what Colin Powell is, a guy that sends young Americans off to get killed in a totally stupid, George Bush, totally stupid neocon, Project for a New America, insane war. That's Colin Powell. And all those people involved with fomenting, promoting that war, every damn one of them should be frog marched out of public life. They should be thankful they're not thrown in prison. Knowingly lying to send our boys and girls off to die in horrible deaths is a crime. It's treason. And these blank blanks fill in the appropriate swear word. These blank blanks deserve to go to prison. They knew there were no weapons of mass destruction. They knew there was no yellow cake. They knew they were making this crap up. These people should have their whatever decorations they have ripped off their chest and have whatever badges they have on their arms ripped off their uniforms, and they should be put into prison. Colin Powell, you fraud, you phony, you blowhard, you killer of our troops, go to hell. And who gives a rat's ass who you're going to vote for? Please do vote for George Bush. And also, while you're at it, vote for Joe Biden. And please let the whole world know that the SOB who sent our boys to die when he knew there was no reason, who lied, let the world know that Colin Powell, that piece of crap, endorses Joe Biden. That's my thought on Colin Powell. Now, here's a, you know, the other day I criticized John Nolte for really not for doubting our president. I thought maybe it was just a slip of the tongue and an unedited moment there. A poor choice of words. So let me give Dr. Nolte, let me give John Nolte a chance to redeem himself, because he looks like he's got a very good article here, and it even starts with the word mea culpa. So I'm going to read this one. This looks good. I've been a big fan of John Nolte's. I was very sorry to toss him overboard when he had, you know, he was belittling our great president. But here's a great article by John Nolte. Mea culpa. I spent a lot of time on these here digital pages defending Dr. Anthony Fauci. Oh, boy, that's... we never made that mistake. Well, as we described Dr. Fauchenstein. Brother, was I wrong? Fauci is a stone-cold liar. And if he's not a stone-cold liar, his only defense is that he's a fraud. Either way, shame on him and me. For months, Fauci has been everywhere, all over TV, urging Americans to lock themselves down, to abandon their jobs, their sick and dying family members, the small businesses they spent their lives getting off the ground. He urged us to drive our economy into the dirt, pull children who desperately need structure out of school, forego once-in-a-lifetime graduations and graduation parties, cancel weddings and vacations. Fauci's message was clear, militant, terrifying, and relentless. If you don't do these things, if you don't sacrifice these things, if you don't give up your liberty and prosperity, you are no better than a serial killer. The coronavirus is a unique and deadly killer, a particularly infectious, this is what he's saying, Fauci, and fatal disease, unlike anything we've seen in more than a century. And because Fauci became America's most trusted scientific and moral authority, because he assured us he spoke only as a scientist and infectious disease expert, because he assured us he would always tell us like it is, all right, and do so at any cost, because public health was his only priority, look at what happened. A woman was arrested for reopening the business that fed her family. Christians were persecuted for attending church in the safety of automobiles. Teens were held up to national ridicule for behaving like teens in Florida and the Ozarks. Countless Americans suffered untold anguish after hospital visits were forbidden and funerals canceled. Everyday Americans were relentlessly demonized for daring to speak out or even question the holy writ of Fauci. And God help those who came out to protest the lockdowns because bitter, power-hungry tyrants such as Governor Gretchen, Dominatrix Whitmer, and the hate-filled media that empower her. I added that word dominatrix in there, folks. I just couldn't help myself. That empower her, wave the holy writ of Fauci to justify smearing these Americans as racists and punishing them with lockdown extensions. Take that, deplorables. That's actually in the essay here. All this was allowed, all the inhumanity, all the flagrant violations of our constitutional rights, all these Kafkaesque rules that protected big business like Walmart and further empowered massive corporations like Amazon, while small business withered and died. Democrat New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was finally allowed to openly practice his anti-Semitism. All this was excused and even made virtuous by the holy writ of Fauci and the cult of personality he built up around his heroic fidelity to facts, science, and public health. And of course, folks, this guy is a total fraud, and we called it right from day one, from minute one. We called Fauci Dr. Fauchenstein and his girlfriend, Nurse Ratchet. We got it right on Debbie Birx as well. Well, we now know, and that was all an interjection by me. Now back to Nolte, who's redeeming himself. I'm accepting his mea culpa. Well, we now know Fauci is either a fraud or liar. Oh, I say both. We know, criminal, add that. We know this because, killer, add that. We know this because for 10 whole days, Fauci said nothing. As the perfect infection storm hit America, as massive violations of social distancing and lockdowns took place all across the country, including the ground zero of New York City. There it was, everywhere. Fauci's nightmare scenario come to vivid life. Crowd after massive gathering, after mob, after parade, protesters and rioters shouting shoulder to shoulder, and Fauci said nothing. And when he finally did speak out, it was to squeak on some local radio station. Worse still, Fauci said nothing at the very same sanctimonious healthcare workers, as the very same sanctimonious healthcare workers and, quote, experts, unquote, who used the emotional blackmail of, "We're at work for you. Stay home for us." Boo-hoo. Came out in full-throated support of leaving home and gathering in massive crowds in order to, you know, riot against the police, to defund the police, to destroy our police departments, to destroy the thin blue line that supports Donald Trump. That thin blue line supports Donald Trump, and he supports our police. So which is it? Is Fauci a fraud or liar? Let me skip some a little bit. Either way, I like this now, gets better. Either way, Fauci is a sociopath. Ooh, good, good, John. Either he's a sociopath who furthered his political ambitions and abused his authority and public trust to talk hundreds of millions of Americans into shattering their own lives and mental well-being when there was no real danger. Or he's a sociopath who chooses the good opinion of elites over raising the alarm to save the lives of thousands and thousands of protesters and the countless millions those thousands will infect. What kind of man raises the alarm about the fact that black population is disproportionately killed by this virus? He talked about that a lot. And then remains silent as the black population gathers en masse, and remain silent as his fellow healthcare workers openly encourage the mass gathering of black America. And then he ends this way. I'm almost as disgusted with myself for trusting Fauci as I am with him. Never again will I trust the, quote, experts, unquote. Oh, I love this. John Nolte, I love you. His next sentence has two words, and I'm not going to say the first word. As bold as I am with language on the show, I'm not going to say the first word. But the second word is them, and the first word has four letters. Blank them. Yes, John Nolte, blank them. Yes. That's the way we ought to talk, folks. That's getting down where the rubber meets the road. Oh, he gets better in the next sentence. I'm reading this for the first time myself. And the first letter, I meant, again, first word, four letters, rhymes with Donald Duck. Blank them all forever. Okay, I love John Nolte again. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's right in there, boy. That's good. I like it. Oh, yes. Okay. Let's take a look back at the president. Now, I know the president appreciates bold language like that. And in private uses it, I'll guess. I'm sure he's a gentleman. In the company of ladies and children, I'm sure he's a gentleman. But, yes, I'm sure a few choice words have crossed his lips. Let's see here. Alrighty, coming up. Here comes the president. 100,000 more followers here. 81.9 million of us. Yeehaw. Oh, I can't wait till the Trump rallies recommence. And the, okay, here's a tweet 7 minutes ago. You see why I do this? How I refresh the president's Twitter account? He never lets us down. He said that. I've heard him say it twice at two rallies, one in Duluth, Minnesota, and the other in Fargo, North Dakota. He said, I will not let you down. Boy, I was listening hard when he said that. I will not let you down. And, you know, you can hear meaning in somebody's voice when they mean it. You can hear a liar like Fauci. You can hear the insincerity, the greasiness of what he's saying. And when Donald Trump said, I will not let you down, you knew he meant it. So here he's 7 minutes ago, he tweets this. He tweets a quote from Michael Goodwin. I've seen him on Fox saying some good things. I don't know. I think Michael Goodwin's a liberal. I'm not sure. But he writes for the New York Post, which is a better newspaper than the New York Times, and that ain't saying much. I think the New York Post is owned by Rupert Murdoch, but it's definitely not the communist rag that the Times is. Michael Goodwin writes this and is quoted by Donald Trump 7 minutes ago. If Biden had any passion or respect for law enforcement, he kept it well hidden in his Philadelphia address. He criticized cops far more than he did arsonists and looters. Unquote, Michael Goodwin. Nice. Nice pick of something to highlight, Mr. President. Here's another tweet. He just retweeted this. Sleepy Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats want to defund the police. I want great and well-paid law enforcement. I want law and order. So do we, Mr. President. Thank God you're here. Not only will Sleepy Joe Biden defund the police, but he will defund our military. He has no choice. The Democrats are controlled by the radical left. That's all correct. Can you grasp, fathom what a nightmare Donald Trump is for the left? They had really taken over our country. Remember Joe Biden. You've seen what a crud Joe Biden is. But he's not just a candidate. He was our vice president. And Obama was his buddy. We've already experienced Joe Biden. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Speed fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. So
best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance.
We're back, folks.
Or
the Liberty Bell. They'll never let us down. While we were in the break there, our man Donald Trump tweeted to all of us again. 81.9 million of us. And of course, many people haven't signed themselves on as followers of Donald Trump. You know, it's, a lot of people don't know how to do that. 4 minutes ago, the president tweeted this, and this is great news. The opinion editor at the New York Times just walked out. That's right. He quit over the excellent op-ed penned by our great Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Transparency! Exclamation mark. The state of Arkansas is very proud of Tom. The New York Times is fake news. Triple exclamation mark. Now, the interesting twist here is, now I haven't read the editorial. Shame on me. And I'm going to look for it here in a moment, and maybe we can read it together. But it's an op-ed piece that Tom Cotton wrote. And I have read an article that said Tom Cotton, he was edited by the New York Times. So it's not exactly as he wrote it. Probably, you know, the corners probably got rounded off by the New York Times. And it was fact-checked by the New York Times. And nevertheless, the New York Times printed it. Now, they immediately, I believe, I don't know how you withdraw or retract an op-ed that you've already published. But they did that, and hundreds of their staff engaged in a revolt. So somehow somebody inside the New York Times, for whatever reason, somebody green-lighted an op-ed piece that appeared when you opened up your New York Times, which I'm sure no one in this audience does, because nobody in this audience subscribes to that piece of crap. Oh. I'll come back. I'll have the actual op-ed when we come back for our second hour. Stay tuned for that. See you then.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.